It's the Big Show on the radio. I can't bear to read this.
All right, sir, I'll read it. Good morning. This is Nigel Cadbury, Master Boy's faithful gentleman's gentleman. And you're listening to Master Boy and Young Sir William on The Big Show. It's my responsibility to make sure that Master Boy gets up and gets to work on time, so when he's late, it's my fault. So, sir, I feel so used.
Friday, February 26, 2021. And we got John Boy and Billy.
Yep.
The Tater on the widescreen. Good morning, Marcy.
Hello.
And we're hooked up. Randy. Jackie. And Eddie behind the glass. All right. As is today, the final hour of the show. Of course, all things sports with Tom Sorensen. They started this week the crash of Tiger Woods. Talking about that. And John Reap, comedian, actor, Big Show buddy, his country-ish podcast with his episode of Small Town News a little later this morning. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And today is National Pistachio Day.
I'll take some, please.
I like that. You ever buy them like, boy, they're expensive if you buy them out of the shell.
Yeah.
You get it like that.
Yeah, and they're very expensive to grow. That's why.
Yeah.
And they take a lot of water.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
So they're already cracked open, the shell is.
Or
they have to do that before they sell them?
I think those are the roasted ones. I think they crack open when they're roasted.
Okay, so some of them's hard to get, and I just get frustrated and throw it away.
It's one nut. You'll be okay. Just get another one, man.
But I don't know if they do something like that to make sure they're cracked open. Like oysters, you got to heat them up a little bit before the shell is.
No, you're thinking there's some guy at the pistachio plant going, oh, this one's going to John Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look, there's six in there. He can't open.
One for him, one for me. Yeah.
Now, you remember when they used to dye them red?
Yeah.
And it would get all over your hands. I mean, what was the idea there?
I don't know. You need to look into that.
Oh, hell.
Don't get it.
Good question.
And today is National Fairy Tale Day. What were once oral histories, myths, and legends retold around the fire or by traveling storytellers, they've been written down and become known the world over as fairy tales. All right. I don't know where the fairy came in.
A lot of them had fairies in them.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. All right. So eat some pistachios, tell a fairy tale, and you'll be all right. Just ride them on. All right. We got our 3 dates in history saved up. It's going to be very important for your first chance to win. We'll get our prize pack out. Get ready to play Outburst. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Get you ready for Outburst. Bring our first prize pack out to play for. It's a variety pack of Astera Labs products. Got to try that pharmaceutical-grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. You can go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB for buy one, get one pricing on all CBD products through the month of February, which ends this weekend. So jump on it. Must be 18 to win this prize pack. Let's get you ready. 3 dates in history. It was on this date in 1933. The AP reported that NFL owners had voted to move the goalpost 10 yards forward to the goal line. This was to encourage more field goals and reduce the number of ties. This was in spite of arguments that this would result in more injuries to players.
That's why we're watching.
Right there in the middle.
Yep.
All right, move up to 1941. Two fighters were unable to continue their slugfest, so the referee declared it a double knockout.
I think it was Mighty Mo Howard versus Crazy Curly Howard.
Come here, you. I'll merciless.
Double knockout. Finally, on this date, 1996, a 38-year-old Muncie, Indiana woman tried to remove a callus from her foot by shooting it off with a 410 gauge shotgun.
Now you say tried to. Didn't she succeed?
That'll do it.
Don't they understand? Shotgun just spreads out. It's hard to be specific.
She held it really close.
It was a really big callus, though.
She told police later at the hospital she had been drinking heavily, and it seemed like a good idea at the time.
And so the police were quoted saying, no.
That explains it, alcohol and firearms. All right, well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you told free line across America. We play Outbursts next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Friday. Video today brought to you by Liquid Performance. It's the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline diesel fuel additives available to all Napa stores. NFL 2021, a bad lip reading music video.
Yeah.
All right, round out the week, some more bad lip reading. Good stuff at thebigshow.com right now. Let's get a Friday with it again, folks.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Noah from Holly Hill, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Noah!
Hey!
Good morning, Noah. How's the boy?
Going good.
All right, man, let's pull for you. Get through these three categories. Hopefully you was up paying attention to the legs up. That really comes in handy, we've learned over the years. You ready, Noah?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, three ways to score in football. Ready, go.
Touchdown.
One. I'm sorry, no, on Outburst, it's always three. Remember I said three in 5 seconds? Did I say that? Did you?
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, are you here? I'm going to give you another shot at it, all right?
Yay.
All right.
Okay, so it's always in groups of threes, okay? So in five seconds, three, you already got one. Mm. Three ways to score in football. Ready, go.
Touchdown, a field goal, and an extra point.
There you go. All right, here we go. You advance to category number two. By the way, there are three categories with three each. Noah's learning about this.
Okay. See, now you're just showing off.
All right, Noah. Three boxing terms. Ready, go.
Knockout, a body slam, a chokehold.
Bam. And for the win, three foot problems. Ready, go.
Corn, a bunion, ingrown toenail.
And okay, yeah, man.
He rallied.
Give it a little shot at it. You got it going on. You know, we're sending you the prize pack down to Holly Hill. Glad you won first thing this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. By the time this report's over, Randy should be able to tell us why they dyed pistachio red.
No. Or we'll know the reason why, Mr.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Friday, February 26th, National Pistachio Day.
Ta-da.
And we're wondering about why they used to Dime Red. Did they quit that? Because I hadn't really seen them red anymore.
Mostly. You can still find them, but they're kind of a niche thing to, you know, for people who are nostalgic.
Okay. So, and why did they Dime Red? Well, you find out?
Before the 1970s, pistachios were imported from Iran and other Middle Eastern countries, and because of the way they harvested them, it left a lot of bruises and scars and stripes and things on them.
Pretty shells.
Right, so they dyed them red to cover up the harvesting errors.
Really?
And, yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
So there you go.
They just picked the color red.
Yeah, and so the reason they went away is by the 1980s, there was a decline on the imported pistachios, and an embargo on Iranian pistachios, and a lot of politics get involved. And, you know, short story is the American guys were like, why am I wasting money on dye? And people complained about it because the dye would get on their hands and their clothes.
Very messy, yeah, for sure.
So we're growing our own pistachios now. We are pistachio independent?
Yeah, 98% of the pistachios sold in the United States are produced in California. And the U.S. is now the second largest producer of pistachios right after Iran. Apparently, there are some dogs very happy to hear that.
Yeah, really.
All right. Well, happy Pistachio Day. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes, we're catching up with our Hollywood buddy, Nick Searcy. See what Nick's been up to lately here, or to that. Right now, here's that call. Good morning, Big Show.
John Boy and Billy.
Hello.
Mad Max here.
How's it going, Max?
Well, how you think it's going? I'm madder than a sack full of doorknobs.
Yeah.
Wait, that's how lumpy I am. Anyway, boys, I got a surprise for y'all today. I didn't call in to blow off my usual head of steam. I'm here to share an email I got from a friend of mine that sells houses down in Florida. All right, listen to this. He said, hey, Max, I've been a real estate agent for over 20 years, so I read a lot of home listings in my time. And when it comes to accuracy, most of them smell like the north end of a southbound mule. So when one of our local agents wrote the most honest, no BS real estate listing ever, I had to share it with you. So my buddy sent a link to the actual page. It's at realtor.com. It's a 826 square foot ranch house in Pasco County, Florida, listed for $69,000, which might be a tad optimistic, because this is the description, and it goes exactly like this. Here it is, literally the worst house on the street. The seller has done the hard work of cleaning up the almost half-acre property. It only took 7 dumpsters. Now's your chance to take it from here. Ever watched HGTV and thought, I could do that? Well, then grab your tape measure and start Googling how to identify a load-bearing wall. It's time to put your money where your mouth is. The roof leaks. The floor creaks, and there's a terrible draft. But this 3-bed, 1.5-bath home is a very open concept. And by open, we mean the inside is open to the outside, because several of the windows are broken. There's a large sunny window in the kitchen, and absolutely nothing else. A wonderful feature if you like a bright reading space and ordering takeout for every meal. You heard of a detached garage? Well, ever hear of a detached foundation? That's what you'll find in the large bonus room. If you're looking for a house that screams bizarre and ominous injury, then honey, stop the car. You found it. Need a place to stage your next post-apocalyptic zombie movie? This is it. The covered porch has a nice rest here on your way to the safe zone feel to it. And whether you like to turn up the heat or keep it cool, it won't matter here, because there's no HVAC system. The brick chimney perfectly epitomizes how we all feel after 2020. About to collapse and going nowhere. Literally, there is no fireplace inside the house. What else can we say about this one of a kind recon opportunity. It's not in a flood zone and will be conveyed with clear title. But we don't have a survey, and the seller has never actually seen the property, so buyers are strongly encouraged to do their own due diligence. If you're not interested in crying yourself to sleep every night while you rehab this home, might we suggest tearing it down and building a brand new one in its place? The neighbors would likely thank you. And there it is, boys, the most honest real estate ad ever. I've seen the pictures, and the only way you could say this house has warmth if it was on fire, which from the looks of it might be a good idea. All right, boys, I reckon that's it for now. So till next time, this is Mad Max and his big old butt saying, sit down, shut up, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, everybody. More Big Show to come. Hang where you are.
Yo, what's up? This is Ike. And for all the 411 you need on all things redneck, just check out my two favorite crackers, John Bro and Biddley, right here on the Big Show. I'd listen to something else my own self, but white boy Patrick done broke off the knob in the Cadillac. Patrick! Never mind. Peace out.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, man.
Uh-oh. Are you thinking funny things again?
We talked to Nick. Seriously, I talked to him on the phone like three times. I forgot we talked to him on the air yesterday. I was all excited about talking to him again.
Well, I can still get him on the phone. I don't think he's very busy this time of day.
I can just tell you about one of the deals. He's helping a family in Kentucky. I need a wheelchair van. They're the sons. They can't get out of the house. He's been knowing his family for a while. So if you go to GoFundMe and you put Nick Searcy's name in there, it'll show up as help Heather buy a wheelchair van. So he wanted to put that out for our listeners.
Yes, you're not buying Nick a van. You're buying Heather a van.
That's right. And Nick's last name, Searcy, is S-E-A-R-C-Y. That's the way you spell that. That's a GoFundMe. We've got a couple bucks to help out. And Nick, he was kidding around saying, this is where Los Hollywood, I can appear like I'm helping.
Right.
He really is.
Yeah.
And that America, America, God shed his grace on thee. That is a documentary that Nick is hosting, and it is out and available for viewing. Shed his grace is the lookup you do when you look up for it.
Are you looking it up right now?
It doesn't sound
looking
like
my
it.
Papers. Yeah. Good. Okay, good. So Nick sleep in this morning out in Hollywood. All right. We got John Boy Jeopardy. Less than 20 minutes. Your next chance for you to score coming up. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit and that John Boy and Billy Bucket. Liquid Performance products available at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Get 20% off all products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play 4 minutes. First, our Friday morning song.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
People skills.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Ever since I was a tiny boy, I don't want no candy. I don't need no toy. I took a stick and an old coffee can.
represent the workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign? Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. Well, but we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay? When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down.
I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'll calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, now, Feels Like Friday, let's play John Boyd Jeopardy. Review yesterday, we found out when an earthquake caused a blackout in 94 in Los Angeles, citizens called to report weird lights in the sky. It turned out this is what they were seeing.
They were stars.
Actually got to see some stars. Yeah. What are those, man? All right, today's John Boyd Jeopardy. Well, ooh, there is an actual American brewer that is making a beer using yeast from this body part.
I believe you put it best when you said, ooh.
Yes. Figure this out. Of course, it is radio worthy. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning. It is a big show on the radio. And our video today brought to you by Liquid Performance. Spawn prize pack we play in four. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. That's where you'll see our video, NFL 2021, a bad lip reading music video. A little special. We love it. Bad lip reading about football. Check it out. Bigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now, a man who had a really weird guess on the beer-making question, luckily, he held it back. He's John Boy.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know because I had the same one when I heard it.
So, yes, it was what y'all were thinking. Yes.
You know, I was trying to say, think of radio-friendly, not necessarily radio-worthy.
Yeah, that's a judgment call, and we'll see how it goes.
Yes, it is. All right, dear. We got William out of Chattanooga, Tennessee up right now. Good morning, William.
Morning.
Morning. All right, buddy. Well, what you think? There's an actual American brewer that is making a beer using yeast from this body part.
From your gut?
From the gut. Is it the gut?
I was going to say, it might actually be weirder than that is.
Yeah, like from the navel, I guess.
Yeah, this is outside body part.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good. Mm. I mean, well, not necessarily good. We'll find out. William, we appreciate you playing, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Can I get a quick shout-out?
Yes, you can.
I'd just like to give a quick duh-her to everybody in the listening area.
Okay, duh to everybody in the listening area. All Done. Right. Thanks, William. You have a good
No problem. Have a good
William Friendly. I like it. All right, Dan, let's go to Dan. He's in Battleground, Alabama. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey, buddy, still looking for that body part that somebody thought would be a good idea to make beer from the yeast from this body part. We know it's not the gut. What are you thinking, Dan?
I believe it's his beard.
You say a beard.
That is it.
I guess that is Googleable.
Yeah, it is.
That would be here a while.
Tanner, you want to try one?
No.
Yeast from a beard. What, I mean, I don't even understand how that works. Well, what is yeast? I mean, to do with beard, a dirty beard?
It just grows in there? Kind of, sure. The guy says he's had his beard for, like, I don't know, 20 years, whatever. So, you know, there's a lot to harvest in there, I guess.
This is really happening. This is an Oregon-based brewer.
Yeah.
It's called Rogue Ales and Spirits. So that explains it. Rogue.
Yeah. Yeast Note starts, to self. Yeast starts out as a fungus.
Oh, man.
And then when you put it in a centrifuge, it becomes this white, slimy stuff.
I don't want like this guy making anything for me.
No kidding, man. All right, stupid.
And don't you need yeast for part of the fermentation?
Well, sure, you need it.
Yeah, sure. But we should be pickier about where you get it.
Oh, dude. Hey, Dan, good work, buddy. You big old prize pack. Head down to Battleground, Alabama.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. You guys still celebrating Ric Flair's birthday. An appearance on Trailer Park Funk after your news. Hang on. Good morning. This is a big show on the radio for you Friday morning. Yeah, yesterday we was having fun with the Nature Boy on his 72nd birthday. Yeah, Flair doing good, y'all. Talking about a Friday morning song we got from Horton the Boys, and yeah, Nature made a cameo on this tune.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy Horton the Junior Nation Band, Trailer Park Funk.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Junior Nation Band presents a more or less true story featuring Carl LeCook and the legendary Nature Boy himself, Mr. Ric Flair. It goes exactly like this. Budweiser's ice cold, we just bought a buttload. This one's for them slick girls, them hick girls, they wild as hell. Styling, profiling, way outside the city. Got camo from Bass Pro, gonna kiss myself, I'm so pretty. Too hot, call the trailer park manager. Too hot, you know I ain't no amateur. Too hot, say my name, you know who I am. Too hot, and I'm slapped out of money. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler, cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and this bunch ain't right. Call the neighborhood watch. Call the neighborhood
neighborhood watch. Call the neighborhood watch. Call the neighborhood watch. Hey, 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 wait. Hold on. Anybody seen my cell phone? Nature boy, sign the check. We about to hit the road for Richmond, Nashville, Dothan, Alabama. Bring that little waitress. She's a bad mama jam. Too hot. It's designated driver time. Too hot. Cause drunken driving is a crime. Too hot. I might need some Waffle House. Too hot. My head's kinda spinning. Man, let me hold a dollar. Man, let me hold a dollar. Y'all give a little holler. Cause Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Trailer Park Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we about to fight. Call it Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch. Call the Neighborhood Watch. Call the Neighborhood Watch. Hey, 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 hey. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call the Neighborhood Watch. Hoo-ah! Woo! Call the Neighborhood Watch. Call the Neighborhood Watch.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes, comedian, actor, Big Show buddy, John Reap will join us from his country-ish podcast for our Friday morning segment, Small Town News. All right, looking forward to that. But right now, Red Dog Dan, what kind of said, baby? All right, we got action. All right, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Myrtle's Readers. As our story opens, Myrtle Bethede and her boyfriend Chester have just celebrated getting their second dose of COVID vaccine by having breakfast at the Cracker Barrel.
Chester, are you sure this is your car?
For corn's sakes, woman, don't you think I'm too dumb to recognize my own car? How do I know this is it? Because I had to park in the furthest dadgum spot from the dadgum building. So come on, get in. Let's get this show on the road.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hold on a minute.
What?
We got to go back in the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Lord, do you need to pee again?
No, Lord, no. I left my reading glasses on the table. Would you run and get them for me?
Honey, I'm 89 years old. I ain't been able to run nowhere since the Truman administration. Ain't you got more than one pair of reading glasses?
Yeah, but these here are my favorite ones. My great-granddaughter bought them for me. Oh, can you pop back in there and get them?
You know, Myrtle, a man my age ain't got but so many pop back in there and get 'em's left. Are you too loopy to keep up with your own reading glasses?
Loopy, huh? Loopy?
Well.
Oh, you know what? Never mind. Park your saggy old ward out butt in the car. And I'll just go back and get 'em myself.
Well, that's fine by me. I hope you learn something from this.
Oh, I'm learning something. Don't go to Cracker Barrel with a crotchety old fart is what I'm learning.
What'd you call me?
Oh, breathe. Chester, I do apologize. I shouldn't have called you an old fart.
I know.
You wait right here, and I'll run back and get my glasses. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Oh, hey, Myrtle.
Yeah?
As long as you're in there, go ahead and grab my credit card off the table, too.
You son of a... I'll tell you what...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Yippee!
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old gal at the cash register say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is right here on the radio.
Saints be praised. You're listening to two fine lads. Two boys dedicated to putting a smile on your face and a song in your heart. As long as you buy their bloody grilling sauce. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Faith and Begora.
We're going to lipless up the cushion. Or certain parts of it.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you Friday. And into the last weekend of February. How about that?
How about it?
And we got the Saturday edition Big Show for you tomorrow. Spotlight on Lipless. The boys that like Lipless, he will be featured tomorrow morning. And we promised we'd play a little song here on Friday morning. Kind of a feel-good number. All right, hit it. Hey, everybody, this is Lipless. And I want to sing a song. Hey, you never know you hear Lily go sing a song. I got a happy song to sing for you. The happy. I'm out in this country, happy as I can be. I'm out in this country, happy as I can be. I live so far out, everybody understands me. Listen to a flute without being happy. Happy flute. I shut up so we hear the happy flute. Okay. I ain't good looking and I ain't real smart. I ain't good looking and I ain't real smart. Got a wig joke book wanted at Walmart. Laying on a wig show is a perfect place for me. Everybody is as nice as they can be. Plus I got coffee and it's always free. And that's the kind of day old Lipless likes to see. Well, free to dance around the room there. Girl, get up, get out. Singing, cause this has been fun. But I ain't got no more words left, so I guess I'm done. Oh, y'all, y'all, that's y'all believe it. I like to say, I get that little happy song, I'm gonna lay another note on y'all. That's all I gotta say. Oh, got a little more flute left. Hold on. All right, flute boy, wrap it up. Reaching that key, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win this morning, the current events quiz. Take C, get a variety pack of Astera Labs products, pharmaceutical-grade CBD, made in the USA, no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB for 50% off on all CBD products through February. Must be 18 to win. Hang on. We play in minutes, but first...
We're just small town dudes with small town news, breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
And from the Country-ish podcast, our buddy comedian actor John Reap. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We all good, buddy. You look good.
I got a good one for you today. Do you guys like Wendy's?
Oh, yeah, sure, do. Yeah.
I love it, but you might want to be careful the next time you eat there because a Florida man was arrested for tossing an alligator into a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Why?
What? Yeah.
So I mean, he didn't have any change in his cup?
Right. I like their tossed salads, not sure about the tossed gators.
Right.
In Jupiter, Florida, Joshua James, 23, admitted to officials that he had picked up an alligator on the side of the road and threw it from his pickup truck into a Wendy's after ordering a large soft drink.
You know, it is the default diversion in Florida.
So is it bad? What now?
They were asking the question, where's the beef? I got your beef! I said, no ice, Wendy. Yeah. So it says here, the 3.5-foot alligator was later seized by Florida Fish and Wildlife officers. And that's like 3.5 feet. That seems kind of long to me. Like, I don't know. How would y'all throw a 3.5-foot alligator?
Oh, definitely underhand.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe squirt him out.
Right.
It seems kind of big. That sounds like a two-man job to me. I don't know if I could do it one-handed, you know? Yeah. Like, where was Ronald McDonald during all this? Where was the Burger King? And do you throw it one-handed like a dart?
Not recommended, no.
Yeah.
But don't worry, the alligator is safe and sound because the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission later released the gator into a nearby canal.
How nearby, said the manager.
It's not only safe, it's still at large. I mean, they didn't take it to a zoo. They didn't take it to a wildlife habitat. They put it back in the ditch. That is such a Florida move. And you're right. He will come back now. Now that he's got a thirst for French fries and Frosties.
Yeah.
The man's mom said it was just a stupid prank that he did that's now turning into this. It's stupid. He's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
Ma'am, you don't have to explain the stupid part. That we got.
Yeah, oh, it's hilarious. You'll die laughing. These are great.
Yeah. Man, I was wondering about that. Was he mad about something? No, he just... found a gator and thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, it was just a dumb, boring Florida small town move to see gators. Pick it up, throw it through a window.
Hey, watch this.
I blame a lot of the TikTok pranks that are going on and movies like Jackass that lead to stuff like this. But he is now facing multiple charges, including unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And this is my favorite part. It says without intent to kill. Just like... I don't think I've ever heard anything that says without intent to kill. You know, it's like that's the worst Steven Seagal movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wants to maim. Oh, by the way, is there such a thing as unaggravated assault?
I never heard
like,
of that.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, he hit me, but I wasn't annoyed by it or anything.
It's like with malice, but without a forethought. Yeah.
During a court appearance on Tuesday, a judge set his bail at $6,000 and ordered him to limit his contact with animals to just his mother's dog.
who was later picked up at McDonald's at the drive-thru.
Right. Dog tossing is fine.
Right.
Yeah, it's all right.
He also was ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation and to avoid possessing any weapons and to stay out of all Wendy's restaurants.
Hmm. All of them, I mean, or just that one?
I think it said all of them. He can't go to any Wendy's anymore.
Well, that's a life sentence.
They have his picture and a little picture of the alligator beside him. Have you seen these?
Yeah, I mean, he's out $6,000 too. He needs to get a job for DoorDash or Grubhub. Yeah,
really?
Here's your gator. I heard he's not even allowed to wear Crocs or those Lacoste polo shirts. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And we do have a video of this. If you go to countryish.com, there is a video. And I got to say,
because Florida. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, it's weird. The gator, I thought 3 to 3.5 feet was larger than what it was, but the gator looks smaller than I thought. And he throws it one-handed into the window sideways like a Tom Brady shovel pass. And it's just like he just tosses it in there. Wendy's sent the following statement. The safety and security of our restaurant team is very important to us, and we're glad that no one was injured as a result of what happened. Also, we now serve alligator nuggets. I looked this dude up on Facebook and just to see what he's up to now. And it says he's a first mate in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I guess he changed his name to Gilligan and goes gator hunting. I don't know.
He'll be Captain Hook before long, the kind of people he's hanging out with.
His duties are cleaning, detailing, and maintaining a 300-foot yacht, not three-foot gators. Mm. He charters guests on fishing trips and has plenty of experience running larger-sized vessels and throwing smaller-sized reptiles.
Move over, Tiger King. Here comes the sequel. Gator guy.
Here comes Gator guy. That's right. Yeah. And I'll finish it up with this. There's a quote on his Facebook page that says, "I'm going through a lot lately, but the best thing you can say when you're down in blue is screw it." That's it.
Let's go fishing.
The town may be small, but the news is huge.
All right, check out the video. Check out John at Country Ish Podcast. All right, John, appreciate you, buddy.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, man. All right, dear. Well, let's play the current events quiz. Billy, what are we dealing with?
The results of a new study about animals playing video games.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll free line across America. Take C, you win. We play next. Good Friday morning. Got a big show on the radio. Got a video today brought to you by Liquid Performance. You ready to win that prize back here? Check it out. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com where you'll see our video. The 2021 NFL Bad Lip Reading music video. And the basic bad lip readings early in the week. Now enjoy the music video. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Classic bit of the morning. Off the wall in minutes. 2 hours and minutes.
Huh? Well, it's a lot of minutes.
I'm sorry. I was on the wall. Tater's already looking. All right. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself, ain't I?
Nope.
I think we're ready for the pimp squad.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee.
Yay. Yay. And let's say hey to Bambi Fawn from West Union, West Virginia. Good morning, Bambi. Good morning, Bambi.
Good morning. Afternoon. I'm excited.
Bambi Fawn.
Wow. That's it.
I'm going to need to see some proof of identity.
My mom was not that exciting, so don't think it wasn't like a an acid trip going bad or nothing.
I like it. Last name Fawn, I mean first name Bambi. I mean it works.
Yeah.
All right.
But I've never been a stripper. I've married a stripper.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm biting my own tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We weren't going to bring it up.
I told
you,
them.
You have
I
the perfect
them.
Name for it. Yeah. That's what Brad
was saying. Maybe there was a strip club involved in the conception.
It could have been. Maybe a gangbang.
Or a Disney movie, which would be even weirder.
Yeah, why does it have to be a strip club? Oh, my God. Why can't it be Disney?
I want to thank you for saying that. It was so hard. Billy and I both were like, oh.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I love it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Oh, you have a great sense of humor, Bambi. I'm so glad we got you as a listener. Glad you got through. Let's win you this prize pack. Listen to Billy.
Well, pigs are pretty smart animals. How smart are they? A new study says they're pretty good at video games. Hmm. The professional journal Frontiers in Psychology reported a long-term study on pig intelligence by researchers at Purdue University and Ohio State. The study involved a pair of pigs named Hamlet and Omelet, who were trained on a simple joystick-based video game. It was originally created to test the intelligence of monkeys. Well, lo and behold, the pigs racked up some pretty good scores, too. And in case you're wondering, the pigs use their snout to work the joystick. Okay. The pigs were only part of the Purdue-Ohio State study for 12 weeks because, A, it was time to compare a different pair of animals, B, their funding got cut, or C, the pigs transferred to Duke when they found out their pig study was using PlayStation 6s.
What do you think, Bambi?
I'm going to go with C.
There you go.
It's crazy. All right, good work, Bambi. Prize pack going to get it to you up in West Virginia.
Sweet.
All right, sweetie.
What did I win? What kind of prize pack did I win?
Oh, you got a big old Astera Labs pharmaceutical grade CBD made in the USA. It's going to help you out all over your body.
Sweet. I hope so.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this Friday morning. Get your port. Hang on for a laugh. Coming up.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yeah, how you folks doing? Leonard Llewellyn tonight.
Leonard Llewellyn.
Yes, sir.
And you're Lipless's cousin.
Yeah. I reckon I got to lay claim to it.
All right. So, how you doing this morning?
Oh, hell, I'm all right.
But did you get some breakfast? Are you still eating?
No, I always sound like you.
Okay.
I'm a mite afflicted, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was born with the tip of my tongue attached to the roof of my mouth.
Wow, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. Whole dang family got mouth problems. Yeah. Lipless's lips don't touch. Uh-huh. Uncle Claude got the jut jaw.
What?
Looked like a Pez dispenser married a bulldog. Cousin Emmeline got the lizard tongue.
Ooh.
Like old Gene Simmons. She's stealing ice cream off your cone if you don't watch her.
I see.
And my brother Bart, he got two rows of teeth, top and bottom. Wow. Like that shark in jaw.
Wow.
That makes for one dang ugly family reunion.
Yes. Well, so the tip of your tongue attached to the roof of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
That sounds kind of awful.
Oh, hell, I'm all right.
But it sounds like something that would be easy enough to have fixed.
Well, you know, I thought about it, you know. Mm-hmm. I wrote a letter to the VA hospital.
Yep.
I ain't seen it yet, though.
Why not?
Can't let the dadgum over it.
Have you seen a doctor at all?
Yeah, I went once. had to cut the visit short, though, you know.
How come?
Well, when he told me to stick out my tongue and say, ah, I figured he's making sport of me.
Isn't it uncomfortable?
No, not really. You know, there's stuff I can't do, of course. It's kind of hard on the grandkids, you know.
Well, how is it hard on the grandkids?
Well, you know, young'uns are plumb crazy about them fart noises. Uh-huh. I can't do that. I showed you. Look. See what I mean? You can't do it right without the tongue in there. Son.
Yeah, that's pretty pitiful, all right.
Yeah, they're kind of put out by it, too.
That must break your heart.
Oh, hell, I'm all right.
if nothing else, it kind of sounds like it'd be inconvenient.
Yeah, it's a burden on a feller. Whoa. There's lots of stuff you can't do, you know, like you can't stick your tongue out at folks. You gotta just rely on flipping them in the bird from time to time. Or, I ain't never had an ice cream cone I can remember. Kind of puts the kibosh on a fella's love life, too, you know.
I guess so.
After all, you can't get the ladies listening. You can whistle at them.
Yeah. I see what you mean. So, if you're not making time with the ladies, you must be kind of lonely.
Oh, hell, I'm all right. Truth be told, I've been married about 30 years. Oh,
really? Mm. What's your wife like?
Everything but me, as far as I can tell.
Come on, I'm sure she loves you.
Oh, you think so, huh? You know what she gave me for Christmas this year?
I can't imagine.
A book of dadgum tongue twisters. Like Lipna says, what do you think about that?
That wasn't very nice. Did it hurt your feelings?
Oh, hell, I'm all right. Well, listen, I got to go out there. I think I got the flu bug coming on. The old lady wants to take me home and take my temperature. And since I can't hold that thermometer under my tongue, well, you get the picture.
You poor guy.
Oh, hell, I'm all right. I'll talk to you later. All right. Can I get a cup of coffee on the way in?
Yeah, I'm going to grab one right there.
John Boy and Billy.
Exactly my point, my ball-capped young friend.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio Friday morning. In about 20 minutes, we catch up one of my favorite charities, Purple Heart Homes. We're going to hang out for that. 30 minutes away from Wordy Word. And right now, it's time for the Diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary Busey. Well, Diary, I'm finally feeling better after my medical emergency. You know, I've been in a lot of sketchy situations, but I never had a shadow of a doubt I'd bounce back. But, Diary, Hollywood almost lost a national treasure. With all this hoopla over some Chinese virus, I figured I'd better get one of them newfangled vaccinations. See, it wasn't about me, Diary. Show business couldn't survive without the classic Busey charisma. Oh, thank you. I started calling around to schedule an appointment, but Crazy Frankie warned me about it. Seems the government stuffed them things full of nanochip technology and GMOs and all sorts of gobbledygook. So I decided to find me some alternative therapy. Make me eat weeds and swallow seeds. Put needles in my junk till my toe bleeds. Lay it on me. Give me all you got. Just don't give me that vaccine shot. Truth or dare with Dr. Kildare. Fauci farts. Crazy Frankie heard tell of this retired doctor that runs the empanada truck behind the Staples store on Ventura. This guy's a dadgum genius. The suits run him out of the doctoring business for doing all this groovy gene splicing with redheads and sea bass, making an underwater army of mermaids. But I guess he's some sort of nut job because the mermaids come out wrong. The top half was a fish and the bottom half was human. Well, hell, that works for me.
Doctor, doctor, I got a wish. Want a day to half girl, half fish. Tuna, tuna, shoot me the moona. Throw that one back, it's got a too small rack. Yeah!
Crazy Frankie gave me the instructions. I was supposed to go around to the back of the truck, knock twice, make the ooga sound, and wait. I stood there a good while because it was lunchtime, and to be honest, this pot liquor makes a badass empanada.
Yeah. Eat 'em up, eat 'em up. Yeah.
Finally, after about a half hour, the door opened up. Well, Diary, he wasn't quite what I expected. Half Mexican, half Asian. Dr. Awan Fong. He was kind of twitchy. Looked around a lot like one of the bad guys on an episode of 24. I told him I was there for the virus shot. He fished around in a drawer full of hot mustard and sriracha sauce packets and pulled out a huge syringe, real big, like the one they put down Mr. Ed with. Filled with something that looked like the margarita slurpee at 7-Eleven. He yelled, "Roll up sleeve!" I said, Doc, is this stuff safe? He went, ha 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 ha. And then, before I knew it, he jammed that needle into my arm and gave me 2 liters of garage cooked cure. Ooh, I'm feeling hinky since I got that shot. My vision's blurry and my head feels hot. Dr. Fong juiced me with his homemade brew. There's no chance in hell I'll get the Hong Kong flu. I done been salmonized. Eeyaw! I guess in hindsight, Diary, I should have asked him about the side effects. As after about 2 hours, I started to get the sensation of heightened senses. I heard the sound of someone tap dancing, come to find out it's just a roach running across the kitchen floor. I looked out the window and I could read Martin Sheen's newspaper through his living room window. I started to smell something like a combination of catnip and spoiled peanut butter, but it was just that damn Cher left her bathroom window open again. By the next morning, I was snapping flies out of the air with my tongue. FYI, I taste kind of like chicken. By dinner time, I was able to crawl up the wall and across the ceiling. I ain't lying, Diary. It was pretty cool. My tune changed when I went to use the toilet and laid a dozen eggs. And that wasn't easy because my tail kept getting in the way. And all day long, I had this burning desire to whip Spider-Man's ass. Don't be nasty. Don't be rude. Look out. Here comes Busey the Lizard Dude. Finger sticking, tongue a flicking. Better not be a fight you're picking. Buseyzilla. Well, Diary, I got a ski dive. I'm shedding my skin for the third time this week, and I got to hang it outside to dry. Then me and the Geico Gecko are going to the zoo to cruise for some sweet skink action. Until next time, this is Gary, Gila Monster, you say.
It's the Big Show on the radio, John Boy, Billy, Tater, Pillars, Randy, Jackie, and you listening.
Hiya, pal! You are listening to two of the funniest guys on the radio, and my fraternity brothers at the Raccoon Lodge, John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. Are they funny? Are they funny? Oh, ho, 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 ho!
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the Radio, Friday, February 26th.
Yay!
I want to thank Old Pineville Premium Pub for the delicious chicken wings. I love chicken wings for breakfast. The hot sauce gets you heart pumping. And our Commandant Governor here in the state of North Carolina, I think he'll open up a little restaurants inside a little bit. It's nice. Gonna let us eat. And
don't nobody touch him. He's ramping.
Purple. That old Bible Premium Pub, I got you covered. Some outdoor scene. We got a little taste of some good weather this week.
Yeah. So maybe
spring we'll just around the corner. Y'all check it out. If you're in the Big Show neighborhood, Old Pommel Premium Pub, Old Pommel Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, then. Purple Heart Homes in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit and a John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you can get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products when you enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, we'll play for it in just a second. First time for an update, one of our favorite charities, Purple Heart Homes. Of our new listeners, it's a 501c3 public charity founded in 08 by John Galena and the late Dale Beatty, who were wounded in combat while serving together in Iraq. After being injured in 04, they returned to their homes and received grateful support from their community. And they both made it their mission to pay it forward to their fellow service-connected disabled veterans of all ages and eras by providing housing solutions to meet a veteran's disabilities or helping a disabled veteran obtain the dream of home ownership. And Purple Heart Homes has two programs going right now, Veterans Aging in Place, which includes Ramps on Call and the Veterans Home Ownership Program. And we got co-founder John Galena on the line with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Johnny. Great to be here.
Hey, buddy. Good to hear you. Hope we'll be seeing you in person for too much longer.
Yeah, sure do miss seeing you guys.
All right, buddy. Well, we wanted you to catch us up on the current projects going on with Purple Heart Homes. By the way, you can go to phhusa.org on their website if you'd like to do that. So what you got, John?
You know, we've been really trying to work in some innovation here with our pandemic. You know, it's really kind of closed things off. A lot of our veterans, you know, we're not able to go work in their houses. But we found a real niche with tiny homes. We're able to produce them right inside of our warehouse. We sent two into South Carolina just at the end of the year. And now we're working on our fourth tiny home going to a veteran, Bill Rocap, in Taylorsville, North Carolina. We met Bill a few months back when we were doing a bike ride. Brad Borders and some of his friends were riding up and down Barrett Mountain. They rode up and down it 12 times, totaling about 10,000 feet in elevation gain. And in a process, we met a veteran that lived up there. Come to find out, he's a amputee, and he was living in a tool storage shed.
Wow.
And has been for the last 20 years. Oh, and so we're helping him out, and we're about halfway finished. We've been getting some great support from the community. Really, really a worthy cause.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. I tell you what, with all the veterans you've helped over the years, you know, we got to remember it's still one at a time. I mean, you know, when you meet someone like Bill, who's been like just eking out, living in a shed all this time, man.
The tiny home thing sounds like a great thing for him, because that is such a thing that people know about and people understand it, and people want to help out with something like that.
Well, and a lot of people think, well, you know, he's already got a little bit of power on his land there, and he's got a septic system on his land, but his walls are literally 2x4s with some plastic wrapped around them. And we're going to be able to put some actual siding and some insulation and some drywall and give him a toilet that's actually not there in a cold room, but, you know, it actually functions as it's supposed to. And so we're really excited about that. And there's just so many veterans that are living in these deplorable conditions, and there's something that we can do. But, Johnny, I couldn't agree more. It's one veteran at a time.
That's it. And now, John, you've also started a rental program for veterans that maybe aren't ready for a mortgage or don't want a mortgage. Tell us about that.
We have, and the whole idea is that not every veteran, as you said, is going to be ready for a mortgage or even want to have that stress and burden. And so we realize that we got a lot of homes that have been donated to us, and while we might not have a veteran that wants to buy that home, if we can make that home safe and accessible and allow a veteran to rent it, then the funds and revenues that it generates help serve another veteran in the program, and we're housing two for one, almost.
Man, awesome. So you can look that up when you go to the website, get information on that, John?
Yes, sir. You can learn about all our programs at our website at phhusa.org.
All right. Well, tell us about the fundraisers, which are very important to keep the help to the veterans coming. What's up next, John?
Well, we do have our spring golf tournament coming up here on May 23rd at Rocky River Golf Club in Concord, North Carolina. And beyond that, we have a few other events that we've been doing you can learn about on our website. We've got a virtual 5K that's going to be happening this weekend, and you can do that at your own pace. You can do that at your own route, and you can just tell us about it on our social media. You can connect with us. If you sign up on the website, then you'll get your goodie bag will be mailed out to you with your medallion and shirt and those sort of things. But we're really just trying to keep people engaged as we're socially distanced and isolated. We want to make sure that people are still involved so that our veterans know that they're still supported and that they still matter.
Yes, sir. And that website, phhusa.org, PHH for Purple Heart Homes, phhusa.org. And as always, John, we urge our listeners to join the Hearts of Honor program. That's where we can count on funds coming in. Tell our new listeners a little bit about that.
You know, we got to thinking about it a few years back. If everybody would just sacrifice one Starbucks coffee a month, just $5 to $10 a month, and they would join the Hearts of Honor and commit to give that $5 to $10 a month, then we could know that we have funds coming in next month and the month after so that we can know how many veterans that we'll be able to help into the future. And that's one of the hardest things is knowing how you're going to help this veteran that just came in today, and you need those funds next month to be able to do it. So they can help have a steady stream just by simply joining Hearts of Honor, and you can do that by texting PHH to 26989, and you can join Hearts of Honor. You can do a roundup donation where if you go to the grocery store or you go to the gas station and your bill's, you know, $1.95, you can round up and send that 5 cents to Purple Heart Homes, and you can again, do that by texting PHH to 26989.
Awesome. So that's a new way to do that. All right. And also, of course, if you want to host a fundraising event, you got some ideas, open to that if you would like to volunteer. And John, we would like to point out, too, if you can remember Purple Heart Homes in your will, that's a very simple process, and you can know that you're going to improve the life of a veteran and leave a little legacy for yourself.
You know, it's been one of the most profound thoughts for me coming into the philanthropic market space and being able to help people. But to see somebody that has left a legacy of donating their home to a veteran and the impact that it makes not only for that veteran themselves but for their entire family to receive that kind of goodwill, it is just overwhelming and very powerful. We've been excited to be able to help facilitate a number of veterans in the Ohio region where this is really predominant, to be able to take on home ownership because somebody thought enough of the veteran community to leave their home for a veteran.
That's it.
in their passing.
And it's all about helping veterans in your local community. So, as always, Purple Heart Homes looking for skilled trades, contractors, and volunteers to help out there. So, once again, phhusa.org. Check out the programs. If you want to join the Hearts of Honor, text PHH to 26989, and that'll work there as well. Well, John, thank you for the work you're doing, man. I know it's tough in these COVID times, but you're getting things done, and the need does not go away depending on the outside influences.
No, it sure doesn't. If anything, it's gotten a little worse as our veterans, the access they have to services is diminished, and we as a charity continue to persevere and try and help as many as we can with the resources that we do. And we greatly appreciate you guys supporting and all the listeners out there that supported over the years and continue to. We couldn't do it without you all.
John, it's our pleasure and honor. All right, buddy. Well, thank you, John. We hope to see you real soon, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. Once again, phhusa.org. Join Hearts of Honor. Text PHH to 26989. All right, then. Well, let's play our wordy word game. Then get the Sorensen in here and talk a little sports. That's a plan. Classic bit of the morning coming up as well. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll team up and play next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. Our video today brought to you by Liquid Performance. Click on that banner when you go to thebigshow.com where you'll find our video. NFL 2021, a bad lip reading music video. We had a good old lip reading early this week. Now we got the video. Funny stuff, check it out, thebigshow.com. Be taking the classic beer request off the wall in minutes. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They play the wordy word and the wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Cheryl from Chatham, Virginia. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Alan from Albany, Georgia. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How y'all doing? Good morning.
We are all good. Welcome, y'all.
Good
to wait for this round's wordy word. Cheryl, you're on the John Boy and Billy side. Alan, you're on Team Tater and Randy.
Damn, boy.
I did. All right, well, let's see what we can do. So, Alan, you relax. Me and Cheryl going to go for the first round here.
All right.
All right. Cheryl, you ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put him right in that pretty little head of yours. You shout him out.
All righty, man.
Okay. Start the clock now. When you finish high school, you blank.
Graduate.
Yes. All right. Right now it is baseball blank. It just was.
Season.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. A speed blank in the road.
Bump.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Blank rope.
Dope.
No. Rhymes with the. Rhymes with it. You. When basketball, do this real high.
Shoot.
Blank rope. Blank rope as a kid.
Ow.
Oh, man.
When so basketball, good. Do this real high. How much player can he make?
You have to forgive him. He's not much of a sports fan. So.
All right. Now, got it. Well, we eked out a three there on the board. So, Alan and Tater for their round one. You ready, Alan?
Okay. Hi,
yes,
Alan.
All right, y'all. Picking up on that last one. See if Alan got my clues.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Yeah, in basketball,
jump.
It's a blank ball.
Jump.
Yes.
Jump.
It rhymes with it. Sometimes you call someone's butt this.
Rump.
Nope. Yes,
hump.
Rump. Yep. You chop down a tree and you leave a what? Rhymes with it.
Stump.
Yes. Jump. You camel has one of these on his back.
Hump.
Yes. Still rhyming with it. Take your trash to the?
Dump.
Yep. Forest blank.
Jump.
Yep. You go to the gas blank.
Pump.
Woo-hoo!
Stop the fight. Stop the fight.
Easy Yikes. Rhymers like yeah. that. We feel cheated kind of, don't
well,
we?
Well, it's about time I got a round of
yeah, that
rhymers.
Was a good score. Seven. Sure did. Put seven on the board. All right.
Ready to go, my man.
All right. We're going to take down the dynasty.
All right.
Oh, and the rhyming is over now. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. All right, Cheryl, we need some boards. You ready, Cheryl?
Yes, I am.
Okay, not rhyming. And go.
Oh, God.
You write with one of these. It has lead in it.
Pencil.
Bam.
Yep. When you wrestle in the what?
Mud.
No. It's like in an arena. It's
ring.
Yeah, there you go. He's blank. If your steak is hard to eat, it's very what?
Tough.
The meat. Yeah, Tough. There you go. A cowboy wears this kind of footwear.
Cowboy boot.
Boots.
Yep. You instead of taking a bath, you might take a quick
shower.
Yep.
Yeah.
Four fingers and a what on your hand?
Thumb.
Yes.
Bam. All right. Good work.
Yes, yeah.
Put a six on a three, a nine yeah. for Cheryl.
That was so nice.
Alan and Randy, two will
yes,
tie,
sir.
Three will win.
All right. I think we can do it, Randy.
I know it.
Depends on how many words Randy uses. Let's find out.
All right, now. Go get mean.
Okay. All right, two to tie, three to win. Ready, go.
So if you're going to make a margarita, you have to put the ingredients in this electric appliance, and it goes...
Blender?
Yep. All right. In the mountains, lots of rocks sliding down the side of it is called what?
A rock slide, landslide.
Nope, the big
avalanche.
Word. Yeah, there you go. Time right now. So the hotel has a sign that says it has this or no
vacancy.
Yeah. All right, we got it.
Yeah, you had time enough to do it. That's it, man. Alan wins. 10-9.
There you go, Alan.
The dynasty. All right, Cheryl.
Yeah, Randy, just so you know, I think something's wrong with your blender. It's making a weird noise.
Yeah, I wanted to hear that sound again.
All right, Cheryl, doggone it. We came up a little short, but you can try again anytime. All right.
Can I give a little shout out?
Yes, you can.
Thank you to my husband, Jim, my parents, my sister, Terry, my nephew, Mark, friends, Barry and Joanne Rose, and Tim and Betty Vassa.
Hey, Cheryl, appreciate you and yours listening to the Big Show, baby. Have a great day.
Love y'all at Doha.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Alan and Albany, you got the big old prize package. Good game, Alan.
Good deal. Good deal. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request in the morning. Tater picked out, got Janet Mays Kale out of Florence, South Carolina. Janet says, could you play one with Phil, the part-time receptionist? I'm Danny. Women love Phil McCracken.
Yeah, well, surprise.
You know why? No pressure.
Yeah, they got lots more in common.
All right, Janet, you got it. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Big Show listener out of Florence, South Carolina, Janet Mays Gale, your request is granted this morning. Let's do it.
Lucky you, Big Show listeners. It's Phil McCracken, your favorite part-time receptionist and Babs Wrangler. Heidi-ho! No, not you, Babs. Wrong ho. So, as a public service, Babs and I are going to help you poor, housebound hayseeds find interesting and constructive ways to spend your days. The nights are up to you. Meow! Welcome to the first, and possibly last, episode of Quarantining with Phil and Babs. Today, we're going to teach you yoga. Huh? No, Babs. Yoga. Yogi was a bear. And believe me, I know all about bears. Hi, John Goodman. Now, it's important for you skeptics to understand what yoga is. First, yoga is not just for a bunch of community theater sissy boys. But to be fair, that is where I learned it. So who knows? Yoga, in its purest, most pristine form, is all about finding peace. What? No, Babs, not that kind of peace. That's what Tinder is for. I'm talking about inner peace, aligning mind and body. Yoga's been around for a long time. Yoga originated in India 5,000 years ago. I'm sorry, what? No, Babs. Sitting Bull didn't do yoga. Not that kind of Indian. Sigh. Babs, Angel, I love you. Stop helping, okay? Let's just get on with it, shall we? First, you want to dress comfortably. I found my old yoga leotard, and it still fits. Sort of. Oh. Babs, does spandex shrink? What do you mean, apparently? I admit, I may have put on a few pounds. I'm sorry? It looks like they brought some friends.
Oh.
You are hilarious. And you're not allowed to hang out with Billy anymore, by the way. But, oh, God, you are right. Oh, look at me. I look like the Blue Plate Special on Shark Week. Next, you'll want to find a mat to work out on. Now, if you don't have a fancy yoga mat like I do, a plain old towel will do. Put on a little music, something with a zen vibe to it. Babs, could you hit the CD player? Really? Really? You know I believe in spanking, right? See? Was that so hard? What was that? You can't tell because my leotard's too tight?
Okay, that was a good one. Trash. Now, before we start, it's important to limber up a little. Start simply. Reach for the ceiling. Way up, way up. Take a deep breath as you reach. Then bend down and touch your toes. Like you're in prison getting ready for a body cavity search. Don't say it, Babs. Exhale as you bend. Just like this. Oh, God. Almost there. Ooh. Ah, close enough. Next, get down on the floor. I'm sure you've heard that many times, Babs. See, how do you like it? Okay, let's start with something simple. The good old downward facing dog, which, by the way, was my nickname in summer stuff. That's a long story. Okay, start on your hands and knees. Babs, I can tell you're snickering under that mask. All right, now keep your hands stacked under your shoulders and knees under your hips. Spread your hands wide and press your index finger and thumb into your mat. Then lift your tailbone and press your butt up and back. Ow! No, I was just calling the coyotes to lunch. Yes, of course I'm hurt. Okay, all is well. Ooh, no worries. I'm just gonna pause a second. I've been stuck like this before. Huh? No, it wasn't prom night. Hoo-wee. Okay. Nice and slow now. Straighten your legs as best you can. Nope. Oh, well, the hell with that. Okie dokie. I'm sure you guys get the whole idea. There's lots of yoga classes online. I can't do everything, you know. You gotta help yourself. Babs, get the ice pack and the BC powders. Park the Mini Cooper. Stay at home, straight people. Man, you are hilarious.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio here for you Friday, February 26th, heading into the last weekend of February. All right, and it's time for All Things Sports with Tom Sorensen. Man, Tom, thanks for joining us this morning, Tom.
Happy to be here. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good, bud. Everything all right with you?
Yeah, you know, life's good. Life is slowly coming back to life, and I went to a bar this week, and it was like old home week, man, when people were rolling out red carpets, holding open the door. Where you been? It was pretty cool.
Nice, buddy. Well, Tom, of course, the big sports story this week, the Tiger Woods one-car collision, man. I don't know about you, but it was on the news when I turned it on in the afternoon when I got home, man. I thought he was dead the way everybody was going and carrying on. I was really relieved. Find out he was going to be all right, but just, bad leg injuries, man.
When I first saw the first thing I thought of was Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Because that was the gravity with which they approached his story, and I thought, oh, no. But, it's serious. It's lower leg injury, right leg, and, there's going to be a lot of metal in there, and if you're at the airport, you do not want to be in line behind Tiger. But it looks... Yeah, he's got a 12-year-old son, and there's a really neat picture of him playing golf at the end of the year with his son, Charlie.
Yeah.
And so just, frankly, hope he can get back and do that again. He's 45 years old. He said five back surgeries or procedures. He won the Masters as recently as 2019. I don't think we will ever see that Tiger Woods again, but I just hope we can see a Tiger who can play golf with this kid.
Man, I saw his interview. Jim Nance was interviewing the golf tournament last weekend when he was talking about hope he can get back for this year's Masters because of that back surgery he just had. And you just never know what's going to happen in life, do you? Now, they said a compound fracture. Randy, is that what you had in your wreck? Is that where it's like totally broke off the bone and sticking
through?
Compound
means it's more than one place, right?
Yeah, compound fracture usually means the bone penetrates the skin. Mm. But in my case, it was a broken femur in two places, right at my knee and right mid femur.
I know, man. I saw it. Remember, I saw it in a... Got queasy, and I had to put the airbag back on your leg and tell you not to look at it.
I remember well.
And then I had to step away and smoke a cigarette.
Yes, I remember, because there was fuel leaking, and the firefighters came over and said, sir, you might want to put that out.
I said, I'm nervous.
But I was in total shock. I was in total shock until Johnny walked up to the window, and I went straight into John Boy management mode. I was like, all right, I need you to call 911. Don't panic. Is your leg broken? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely. That's not going to heal. So I need for you to go ahead and call 911. Put the cigarette out. There's a lot of gas. I'll be right here.
That's up, man. So, just the pain and the shock. I mean, can you imagine in Tiger, they said he rolled. It was 70 feet from the time of the collision when he stopped.
Yeah.
And then the compound fracture and just broke. And they had the deal to get him out.
Jaws of life.
Jaws of life or crowbar or something. Get him out, man. That is serious stuff. So, we don't want to speculate, but it sounds like, for sure, his golfing career has got to be over now.
It's got to be. And, I looked at a map of that road. It's shaped like an S. It's going downhill. It's four lanes, million-dollar houses. I can see how you'd be comfortable, but it's cliffs. And if you're not watching the road, and, he played yesterday, the previous day, he did some work for the Golf Channel, and he was out there with David Spade and Dwayne Wade, the former basketball player. And he was just being a guy. And Jada Pinkett Smith. And he was going to do the same thing with Drew Brees and was on his way there. And Justin Herbert, the quarterback from the Chargers. And it just doing regular stuff that people do. And, wham, like you said, John, you don't know, man. You never know.
That's something, man. So, that shows you how big a figure Tiger Woods is, how so many of the channels just stayed on this story for hours while it was going through surgery after we knew he was going to make it, all right, but still, stay right there. It was wild, man.
I was gone to several of the majors, mainly the Masters, and when you're with Tiger's entourage, it's different than Mickelson, it's different than McIlroy, it's different than anybody else, because it's a little, I wouldn't say rowdier, because you try to get rowdy at Augusta National, you won't be there long. But there's just this enthusiasm, and it's not people drinking tea or looking like they would, give me another splash of tea. It's not like that. There's just a spirit there. And what it is, the cool thing about it is you will see people, because I do this, you go ahead three holes. And so you can stand right next to the tee box so you can watch and be right there when Tiger steps in. And that's what it takes to get an open look there. And you feel like you're part of something. I mean, it was that way in the olden days with Arnie Palmer. You just felt like you were part of something. And one of the reasons people go to sporting events is to see people do things they can't do. Mm-hmm. And Tiger, at his best, would hit shots nobody else could hit. And, man, you wanted to be there when he did.
That's it. All right. Well, we'll keep up with the story. I'm sure we'll find out how he's progressing with that. Let's talk about Cam Newton. I saw something about this, Tom. What exactly happened? I heard a little kid was trash-talking him or something.
Yeah, Cam puts on these 7-on-7 tournaments every year. I mean, he puts them on and works with high school kids and sometimes younger kids. These guys were in high school. And this one was at Myrtle Beach. And, Cam signed that one-year contract with New England, and they haven't re-upped him. So some kid yelled, you're about to be poor. And instead of walking away, he was like, what'd you say? Because, Cam is supposed to be there to teach and to guide. And Cam has, I'm bragging, but Cam has as many houses, John Boy, as you do. Cam has made a few bucks in his career. And Cam got mad. And the kid was not backing down. And Cam said, I want to talk to your dad. Is your dad here just because of the disrespect? And frankly, if it had been one of my kids, I would have been furious because I thought, here's this guy giving his time. You got an opportunity to make some contacts. You got an opportunity to learn, and you're giving him crap. I mean, if you think that's poor, kid, you didn't grow up in my family. But I thought it was really rude of the kid. And I thought Cam yeah, he overreacted, but you can see, you're given your time, and you can see how this could happen. And frankly, it was at that 7-7 tournament that Cam met Deshaun Watson, who was now one of, at 25, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and the Panthers hope next season he will wear their uniform.
Wow.
That brings me to today's daily, or I'm sorry, weekly Deshaun Watson update.
So what is Houston saying? Have they changed what they're saying about whether they're going to trade him or not?
Now, you know, they got a new GM, they got a new coach, and they say, we are not trading him. He says he's not playing for them this season, that they've been mismanaged, and more athletes want to be part of the decision-making process. And I guess whether that's good or bad depends on the athlete. But the problem with the Houston Texans is they told Deshaun he would be part of it. He would have a say in who they hired, and then he didn't. They just went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm. And now they got some kid from Pennsylvania going, you're about to be poor.
He's angry. He says I'll sit out the season.
Do I, buddy?
And boy, that looks bad.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, this is not, now, last week, the Panthers, like, saved some money, like about close to $30 million, something like that.
They're about to be poor.
No, they're about to have some money to spend. Yeah, they were near the bottom of the league in what they had available to spend. And now they're right about 10th, just outside of the top 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was good. A good move in there. They lost some good players, but nobody indispensable. And it puts them in position to they dropped 19.9 million last week, and now they're up 25 overall. Uh-huh. And that's what they have to spend, and they have capital. They have draft choices, and you know they may end up having to trade McCaffrey. The most, because his contract is huge. The most coveted player on the roster might be Burns. Second-year player, defensive end, who's had more sacks in his first two seasons than anybody in franchise history except Julius Peppers. So they have some stuff to deal. The question is, what is one player worth? And if the player is one of the best quarterbacks in the league and gives you instant credibility at that position, how far do you go to get him?
Well, it looks like the Panthers are serious. Anybody else serious about trying to get Deshaun?
Yeah, if I were ranking him, I would say Panthers number one and Miami Dolphins number two. Dolphins took Tua, a quarterback, last year, and he had moments.
Right.
But he did not have Deshaun Watson moments. And they have a package of draft choices they can put together. And they draft third this season. So it is really interesting. They want him, but I think the Panthers, and I've said this for a while, are going at him as hard as anybody. That doesn't mean they'll get him. It just means that what they'll have to do to try to get him, they will do.
All right, bud. Well, keep an eye on that for us. Tom, we sure appreciate you, bud. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right, everybody there, have a great weekend, too, and thank you.
All right, sir. My boy. All right, man, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Friday. Saturday show, Spotlight on Lipless. So, kick your weekend off with us first thing in the morning. We love you and we mean it.
Y'all are about to be poor!